what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Oh my gosh, I'm back in a panic for another week of St. John Forward Radio. My name is John Forward, and rolling in at the last minute here at the radio station. Forgot to do live video for the show. Had to pull over on the way here a little while ago. So if you're listening to this because of that, then good for you. And good for me. It's a success for advertising and the Facebook algorithm and all that business. So let's get to it, I guess. I don't even have my my off-the-cuff opening monologue in my hands or my mind quite yet. I guess we'll... We just had an R Bar show, No Jokes Barred, this past Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, and we all know everybody's favorite thing to do on St. Patrick's Day is to let one person speak at a time while everyone else politely, mostly quietly, listens. Packed house there at the R Bar when I arrived at 7:50, nowhere to sit. I kind of... hung out in the VLT section. That was my de facto green room. Said hello to the karaoke lady so that she knows that I'm there. She informed me that the owner said to go until 8:30. Show starts at 9. That's fine. I prefer when they wrap up at 8, but I don't really have any leg to stand on to push for any more than that. 8:30 is what time it says on the poster, so as long as there isn't currently karaoke happening during the advertised show time, even if the actual show doesn't start until 9, that's fine. When they announced we only have a couple of songs left, the comics are coming tonight. Boo! All over the room. And I was a little worried that it was going to be kind of a disaster, but they cleared out pretty good. Maybe too good. There was a pretty thin crowd left. I feel bad clearing out a bar full of paying customers for a fraction of that for a comedy show. But mostly comics in the room, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that people transition from audience to comic, their attendance doesn't really count anymore, and I don't entirely mean that. The comics generally are fans of comedy, so they're good people to have there, but not big laughers, myself included. And if they're on the show, they're probably not necessarily paying attention. And there's Facebook messages coming on top of my memory of this off-the-cuff speech. Anyway, comics are not big laughers. They're thinking about their own sets if they're coming up later. You just can't you can't surprise somebody, a comedian, as easily, and you kind of need that for to get a laugh. The element of surprise. And I don't know why I had that second microphone turned on. You can hear the other room, but it's just, I don't know. The comedian has a different experience of the comedy show. We can kind of see the twist coming, so it doesn't always go great. I did okay. I did slightly better with some new stuff that I had mixed in with some old classics I dusted off. But that's about as good as anybody did. Most of the sets ranged from crickets to okay, and that was fine. Everybody seemed to be enjoying themselves anyway. I don't know. And I'm glad I got to see Matt Connell and Eric Richardson. I skipped town last time they did their first sets at the R Bar. So glad to see them back and in the flesh with mine own eyes. And good job to both of them. I had some other stuff that I could have been doing that night, but I didn't want to skip out on these young comedy lads twice in a row. I wasn't there on January. Not that anybody needs to think they're auditioning for me at the show, but I like to see people, and I don't know. I would have been pissy if I was starting out and the show booker just didn't bother showing up twice in a row. So, anyway, the reason why we're here, speaking of pissy, I don't like to fan the flames. You know me, pacifist forward, but, former friends of the show, Ian Esty and, Brian Godso, they recently started a vlog. It's called Ian and Godso Have to Do This! Exclamation point, but, I think I would replace that punctuation with a question mark. Ian and Godso have to do this, and it's not what I would call essential viewing. Ian brags about his IMDb page. Godso talks about Death Wish again. Ian explains how he's hiding the label on his can as if anyone who's watching cares, and Godso talks about yet another podcast he's doing, and Ian complains that there weren't enough good roles for white men in the newest Star Wars, and Godso talks about weed legalization, like, you know, when Obamacare came out and they were talking about, like, the Death Watch things. Ian claims he invented mispronouncing RF's name and backs it up with some video evidence of his brilliance. Anyway, typical boring podcast stuff, except you can see them sitting in Ian's sex dungeon in Dungeons and Dragons room. But it almost gets interesting when Ian asks Godso for his top five local comedians, and I couldn't believe my ears, and I listened. Number one, Mark Chickenwalk Splood. Number two, Shane Street Jokes Ogden. Number three, Arif the Indian Mullinger Hussein. Brian the American Giles. And Ben Adultery McDonald. That's the top five. No John Forward. Are you effing kidding me? Is my second question after Ian and Godso have to do this? I mean, none of those chumps got an honorable mention from Nikki Payne at the Hubcap. Technically, Shane came second place last year, but he wasn't honorably mentioned. I have two TV credits on James Mullinger's Blimey, an Englishman in Atlantic Canada, and Shane was only on that show once. But anyway, I shouldn't dump on the other comics. They're all good guys. Good guys. No women on the list. Come on, Godso and Ian. It's 2018. I mean, I don't expect much from Ian Esty. I don't think he counts as a comedian. Most of the laughs he gets are the echoes that you hear when his own laughs at his own jokes bounce off the back wall and make their way back up to the stage. He claimed that he was just staying out of the whole thing because he's a coward, but he did feel the need to mostly agree with Brian's list, except to add Dan should follow in his dad's footsteps, McCarthy, because no list is complete without, but Brian Godso, he was just on this show a few weeks ago. I thought he was my bro. I thought he'd have better taste, but I don't know. I wish I just had the tape of him bombing at the R Bar on Saturday so I could send it to his ex as more proof that he's an unfit parent and unfit vlogger, unflit and unfit comedian. And I've had about enough, and we're only just getting started here on St. John Forward Radio, because the gloves are coming off, and things are going to be said. So you have officially tuned in to the St. John Forward Radio Province of the Union Address. Get ready for war, mother effers. Am I in your top five, Adam?
My top five what? There's lots of different...
Top five comedians. Ever. Sorry.
Ever.
This is...
Look, I couldn't properly form a top five. I only know the names of, like,
four different
comedians.
And for the listeners, Adam Landry barged into here a minute ago.
Yeah.
What do you have on your head?
It's all part of what I've come to offer you as a package for, you know... I want to work for you. And just
Hold that thought for a second. I've got to get my top five comedians out of the way first. Can you put a sock in it for a minute?
I can give you like 30 seconds.
All right. Number one, obviously, comedian John Forward. That's you know, self-explanatory. Number two is probably radio host St. John Forward. Number three would be spoken word artist John Forward. How many is that? Four would be podcaster John Forward. And number five...
You better make up for the rest of what you're leaving out right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's clear. Right, number five, Edna Fairweather, my great aunt.
What about me? Okay, I've done
what
comedy.
When's the last time you were on a stage?
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You were there too.
Well, Adam, it's look. Don't get all butthurt just because you're not on my list. I'm trying to get all butthurt that I wasn't on someone else's
well,
list.
Well, I have a top... If I had a top five list, I only know four comedians, and you're one of them, I wouldn't even still put you on it. How's that feel?
Yeah. Adam, I thought you were asking me for something. I thought you were with me.
Yeah, I'm here to apply for a job. I've got a whole package.
A job for what?
Helping with your radio show, because it's real bad right now.
How much?
I could drag it out of the dirt and make you relatively famous.
What kind of you know, this is a community radio station and there's no pay.
You could pay me though. I don't need to pay from the radio station.
Where is this revenue coming from? How much money do you think I'm making off this thing that I can start friggin' adding?
We can talk about
jobs
money after.
To the
I think
economy.
You'll find that I'm quite reasonable, okay? Let's just skip the money
part.
What
is on your head? Are you doing like a robot character or something?
Yeah, I've got this camera so that I can it's a social media world that we all live in, okay? And what? I'm going to skyrocket to the top, and for the Price is Right, you could come with me.
What are you talking about?
I'm vlogging, okay? This is what it's about now. I've had this on my head for 3 days.
Yeah, well, no, I'm trying to take... There's another vlog. Have you seen Ian and Godso's show?
Yeah. I was on it last week, and...
That's garbage, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to help them make it better, and then they fired me. So now... Here I am offering my services that they're too stupid to take part in. And look.
All right, yeah, they are stupid.
And look at the camera I got on my head. Like, you got to
admit, it's a camera. All
yeah.
Right.
When you see me coming down the street, you're like, oh, that guy, he's up on it. He's on the internet, probably. You know how many free coffees I've gotten?
How many?
Two. I got three, but one of them came, it was a roll up the rim, and it was one of them got me a free one. But I got, you know. I don't even drink coffee, so I've got more coffee than I know what to do with.
This camera footage is going to be completely unusable if you keep looking over to the CDs. You got to get the money shot right here.
I think it's pointed.
Right. Well, no, but you keep naturally your special needs glance tends to veer over to the side when you're talking.
Yeah, but see, the thing about that is people want to know what it's like to live in the heart and mind of me. That's why they watch my vlogs, and that's what this gives you.
And don't move around too much, or May won't be able to watch it. She gets motion sickness.
Well, it's not this video is not for everybody. The people that they like to see me go on roller coasters, be upside down for different reasons, you know.
So what's your plan? What are you going to do with the footage? You're just gonna throw this up on YouTube? Your first person perspective of a radio show?
Yeah, well, we can also use the footage to make, like, different commercials and music videos. The important thing is I figure this, okay? If you're always recording everything, then later on you can make a video with all the stuff that happened to you, and it'll seem like a movie, right? So I'm
wouldn't
just recording
it,
all
make,
of it.
Wouldn't
it
make more sense
parts.
To have it mounted, like, up on the wall or something so that you could see me and the guest?
See, when I first put it on, I started thinking pretty quick that that was going to have to be the route that I had to go. But the plastic mount has embedded so far into my skin at this point that I think if I remove it...
I think there's some blood trickling down the side of your
head.
Yeah,
it's holding it on. That's the thing. It's holding part of my skin on now. So
it's just healing into the wound.
I guess so. I'm going to go to a doctor about it, but until then, it's 24 hours from the point of view of me. And it's people have been getting a lot of likes, a lot of you know, hearts, subscribes, different. Hey,
you know what? We're not. This isn't a show about hearts and likes. This is a show about guts and dislikes. So we're putting people on trial here. On point, I think is a good thing, and that's not what we're doing. So we need to use social media. Do you know how to do that that doxing thing? Can we go after Ian and Godso? We need to destroy them.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I don't know Ian's address,
well,
but
what
we
are
can dox
plans?
Him later on.
What does that even mean? I don't even know. I just know it's a bad thing. What is a doxing?
Well, a doxing is when somebody ticks you off so bad that you have no choice but to tell the internet where he lives, or them, or
okay.
she, or the other ones.
Well, that
but
doesn't
you
seem like that doesn't seem like a severe thing. Nobody wants to go to Ian's house.
No, they don't go. What they do is they call the police. They call in pizzas. All
okay.
the, you know, he gets people show up with guns to try to kill him.
All right.
That's what you do if you don't have a choice. Then you gotta dox people.
Well, does the internet have more reach than St. John Forward Radio? Should we just announce his address on the radio?
I don't know if you're aware of this, John. The internet is almost completely global.
Okay.
We're
well,
up to like
I know
80% now.
I know Godso lives on Waterloo somewhere because he has so-called jokes about it. But I don't know the number.
He'd be in my top five.
Adam.
Yeah.
No, he, you know what? You know who my bottom two are? It's a tie for first place. Ian Esty and Brian Godso.
Yeah, at least
and, well, three-way tie. The Velvet Monkey's in there, too.
Yeah, but I'm better than all them. Now that's public.
Yeah,
knowledge.
You're not in the bottom three.
See? So that's why you should hire me. Here, I made this resume special for you. It's got,
no,
oh my-
just, I. You're sitting right in front of me. So this, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I've done a lot of job interviews over the past 6 months, and I know what to look for. So I want sell me on this. I'm gonna give
well,
you
just,
a heads up that right now, hiring you is the furthest option from my mind.
Okay,
right now, but I'm giving you a chance to convince me otherwise.
All right,
don't interrupt the person that's interviewing you.
Well, you got me all.
I got you what? You don't get jazzed up. You want to show me that you're cool as a cucumber under pressure and that you can make things happen under the worst possible circumstances.
When there's lots of pressure and everything's going bad, the last thing I want is somebody cool as a cucumber. There's something wrong with that person. Get him out of here. You need somebody who's going to lose it.
Well, tell me what sort of what do you look for in a manager? What's a good boss to you? Tell me about the best boss you've ever worked for.
I don't ever had one that I liked. They don't ever tell me how good a job I'm doing because sometimes
okay,
I do different
so
jobs.
So you enjoy positive feedback.
But I do good. What?
So you want positive feedback?
Yeah, nothing but positive feedback.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not very good at that. The other comedians will attest.
Yeah,
is
but
that a deal breaker?
It doesn't matter.
Do I need to learn a new skill just to hire you on?
No, because in this situation, I don't care because I'm here out of spite.
Okay, spite.
Of Ian
I can
and
see
Godso.
That.
Even though I like
all right.
his comedy,
all right.
I've had enough. They won't let me run their show, so I'm here offering my talents to you. So here's what I got. You want me to read my resume?
No, I don't. Just have a conversation. Show me. I don't want to know what
well,
you wrote
down. What
if
I missed some of the points on here?
Then you are ill prepared for the show. You're gonna have
a
list of bullet points for every episode of the radio show. We fly off the cuff here at St. John Forward Radio. This isn't that canned bull spit that you're used to on the radio.
What do you mean canned?
I'm not working from a list here.
Yeah, well, yeah. So under my direction, you could be. A lot of canned shows are real good. They're okay. The best ones.
All right.
People
well,
prefer canned.
Well, maybe it would be a good interplay, like my improv chops and your like very scripted, almost mathematical precision.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to read it off my resume, but I'll tell you everything that's on it. Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You can't look at notes. It's like doing a comedy set. It's the worst thing that you can do.
Okay, I won't look at the notes.
Okay.
Okay.
The camera is going to show everybody what you're looking at.
Yeah, but I can edit the camera. So, first thing I'm good at, as I will prove by editing this, is videotaping. Okay, all aspects of videotaping.
Hey, you've got videotape running through that thing?
Yeah,
virtual. We need to go digital, man.
Well, it's digital videotaping. It doesn't matter what brand it is. They all work.
Giant magnet and all your footage is gone.
Yeah, but I don't have any types of operations.
Why don't you have like a Tesla cage around that thing or something? Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know. If that's a thing that I need, I would get it, but I don't know how I'm going to build it.
I'm going to give you a tip here. Sometimes in a job interview, we like to throw out curveballs like that to see how you adapt.
And oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good adaptation. I'm going to give that a 6 out of 10.
That's better than half.
Yeah.
I'm good at all the aspects of radio. That's another thing. All of them.
Okay. Like specifically?
Well, I'm especially good at mixing. But I can also do picking out music.
It's a spoken word show. There isn't a lot of mixing.
I'm good. If you get in a fight with a guest, I will help you win it.
Physical or verbal?
Both.
Mental?
Yeah, I can stare them down if need be.
Okay. Well, how would those skills apply when, for example, destroying Ian and Godso?
Well, I've already started trying to destroy them from the inside.
Okay, so what have you done, or should we...
Yeah, let's not get too far into that.
Okay.
I don't want any lawsuits until after they're deserved.
Okay, so there are plans in motion?
Yeah, lots of plans. This is part of the plan. Keep up.
Well, maybe... I'm going to tell you, I'm not super impressed with you right now, but you're doing better than I thought.
I can also do... motion graphics, I do those real good. If you for your radio show, you need motion graphics.
Well, you're clearly just reading off your list. So maybe we should just take a break and just let me read your stupid resume.
Yeah, I've got references on here.
Do you have a? Well, I wasn't supposed to have a guest this week, but do you have a song or something that you want me to play? Something easily searchable, or should I do that for you too? This is another test.
Yeah, well, if you said you're good at
picking music.
Yeah, I'm good.
What do you got for me?
Pick a song to play?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, if I say what I want, you probably think that it's stupid.
Well, that's what let us find out.
I don't know, I can't think of any...
Choking under the pressure.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of pressure, but it just pick a song, Adam, right out of the thin air. How am I going to do that?
You're a musician, and you don't...
You want me to play a song?
You don't have any instruments with you. Ugh, this is unbelievable. Anyway, let's play this song that's... I don't know what language it's in, but it's not English, because this is a multicultural radio show.
Yes, fine.
St. John Forward Radio.
That's actually what I was going to do. That was my pick anyway.
Now's the time you stop talking, because the music's on.
Yeah, I know radio too, so you don't think that you're so smart. I can see I'm a lot of moon, but that boy is hard. Like a drummer from Babylon, that boy can take a bad man. For I see the body sham, I should like you live. I'm also not a man for a new woman, running.
Hi, everybody. It's the Mayor of Comedy, Shane Ogden, and this is 107.3 FM, St. John Forward Radio.
And I'm back, and we heard Shane Ogden there with the station ID. Really? That's who you're going to pick as St. John's number two stand-up comedian? Did you hear that read? That was edited like crazy to find the right take. Ugh. Number two, Shane Ogden. Come on. Come on. So, I don't know where Adam went. He stepped out.
Oh,
thanks. Welcome back. I didn't get a chance to read your resume fully. So, we've got videotaping, all radio aspects, especially mixing. So, that's your best.
Man, one time I mixed six tracks at once. All right? You tell me if you've ever done that.
Well, we used to do a thing on H to the C where we did remixes of the Scat Man. We would play Scat Man by Scat Man John, and we'd mix it together with one other song. But six, that would just sound like nonsense.
Yeah, but that's what we were going for, and I did it correctly. Six tracks at once.
So social media influencer and guru.
Yeah, because there's two aspects of it.
Who do you influence, or what's the verb of guru? Who do you guru?
It's the same. I influence everybody who watches my stuff. Are influenced by it. Okay, and then
how many subscribers do you have? How many Twitter followers, Mr. Social Media?
Well, nobody uses Twitter anymore.
What are they using?
Different ones.
Different ones, so you're my social media expert. And yeah. I ask you, oh, you're not on Twitter because they don't use that anymore, and you're just on other ones?
Yeah, well, see, here's what happens. See, I used to be on Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and all those main Facebook, those ones, LinkedIn, okay? I was on all of them. But then most of those ones nobody uses anymore. So what I did is I got somebody who knows which ones to use, and I send him all of my footage and music I make, and he puts it on the internet. I don't even go on the internet anymore. And that's the number one lesson that I could guru to you, you see?
Okay. Yeah, all right. You've got some references here. You've got, well, Ian and Godso is crossed out.
Yeah, don't call them.
Okay, good enough.
They had their chance to be a
reference.
I'm
not going to call your mom. Who's this? Jooms?
James. You know James.
James Bollinger?
No, James Hovey. He used to be in Home Lane with me.
Okay. Yeah, he used reference. To do the radio show with you.
Yeah, he was here was here the day that I mixed the six tracks at once. He'll tell you about it.
Why don't we try to call James? I've never done an outbound call on this thing. Let's
I think it's the same as an inbound call, but you have to dial.
All right, let's see if we can hear the Oh, we got a dial tone. Wait, I gotta look up his number here. You should really write this on the resume.
Okay, now see, what I could do right now is we could dox James.
Can you just walk around and hang up. We don't need to hear the dial tone while I'm searching through. You really should write this down on your resume. So
what?
Let's the phone number. I shouldn't have to, like, what if you're applying for a job and they don't know James? Or anyway.
I said I made this one special for you. I knew you knew James. I didn't think I needed to waste the ink. I was running out of ink.
All right, let's try again.
It's not dialing, I think. I don't think that worked. I don't think. We still have the dial tone.
Yeah, well, then I dialed it on the phone.
Well, dial it now. Dial it now. There it goes. See, this is why you have to hire me. Okay, look, I'll take this situation into control. Watch what happens.
All right. Mr. Radio Technician, this is your first test.
Turn the phone off on the mixer.
It's off.
Okay, all right, here we go.
How do I know you're calling the real James?
Well, I'll show his phone over to the camera.
You're going to need to send... Oh, you got to dial 9?
Yeah. Don't you know
all right. Hello, James.
I think it's still ringing.
Oh, it's ringing.
Yeah, see, you don't know how to do this stuff. You pretty much need me at this point, John.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. James Hovey?
Speaking.
This is John Forward from St. John Forward Radio. I've got a job applicant here named Adam Landry.
Oh, him?
He wants to be, I don't know what position he's applying for. It's something to do with the radio show, but he's got lots of credits on here. But one, all radio aspects, especially mixing.
Yeah, tell them, James, how good I used to be at the mixing.
Don't let him anywhere near the mixing board unless you have the money to replace it. He spills beer on it every time.
That happened the once, just the once, and somebody paid for it. There's a new mixer here, so who cares?
We're not even supposed to drink water in here, so that's definitely
I stopped
not be
doing that. I drink all my
beer. You check to make sure he doesn't have beer on him right now.
It's in the. I drink all my beer in the hallway. I don't bring it in here anymore.
Well, I didn't pat him down, and you know,
you
I'm pretty sure it's some sort of law if you're intoxicated on the radio.
No, that's.
It was known.
Yeah, there's something about that, but that's not a major concern.
It's preferred in a lot of cases for you to be intoxicated. I was on a different radio station, and that's what they did. They would get you intoxicated and then send you into the station. We just pretend I didn't spill any beers on the mixer. Pretend that happened, okay? Now tell John how good I am at mixing.
How good
is
he at mixing?
All of his credentials are lies and misdirections.
Okay, well, what about making songs of all genders?
He occasionally does write songs
from
the girl's perspective.
Do you? He says that he's big on social media. Do you know? Are you on his social medias? Would you call him an influencer?
No, we made up a fake social media site for him to sign up for.
And
it's just
Fishbook.
Yeah, it's Fishbook. It's computers. It's bots, and he's been having conversations.
You think I'm talking to bots all day? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, I can tell the difference between a like and a bot like. Okay, and I don't get bot likes. You probably do. That's probably happened to James, and now he's trying to pass it off as what happened to me. I didn't want to put him down his resume because I knew that stuff like this was going to happen.
Why did you put me down on the resume?
Well, because I only had the other person. Ian and Godso, I don't like them anymore, so I had to cross them out, and my mom. So you'd have more than just your mom on your resume.
Should we call your mom next?
She's sleeping. It's after 6.
You don't want to wake her up.
So not an influencer, not a guru.
No, I am a guru. I've taught other people how to do the same thing. James, tell them. Come on.
Who did you teach how to do the same thing?
Different.
Who are you guru-ing?
Different.
You watch the Love Guru one time and think that maybe that's like what a guru is? You just talking a funny Indian accent?
Well, you tell me another movie that's got the guru in the title, and that's, it's a pretty good example of one. It's all about that. He's thinking, the people who made a whole movie with guru in the title, and they didn't know what a guru is. That doesn't make any sense.
They couldn't even use Sean Cullen's real voice. They had to ADR him with somebody else.
Yeah, well, it doesn't change the fact that I'm out here social media guruing people left and right, and their lives are changing for the better, which is what I offer to John. If you could just please give me a good reference, that would be great.
You know, when I'm calling people's references when I'm hiring them at work, I usually don't have them on the line with me, and I understand why.
This is very unusual.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't buck tradition like that.
Yeah, but you can think of it this way. It's kind of like a three-dimensional interview, right? Because normally interviews are two dimensions, the interviewer, the interviewee. But now we got James. He's a third dimension. I don't know what it's called, but we're blazing new trails here.
Usually I'd be worried that having the interviewee on the phone with his own reference check would be that it would make him look better. But that's not what's happening
at all. There's no way to make him look better.
Yeah, I'm already at the top of my game. That's what I put. I should have put that on my resume.
Yeah,
Regardless of all these dubious claims, I think like right now my main priority is revenge. Does Adam have any revenge or any type skills of that sort?
Oh, you mean to get revenge on someone else?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's pretty good at starting to get revenge on people, but then he quickly loses track.
Well, a good startup man might be something I'd be interested in, because I figure if he just has the initial idea, then I could really see it through, maybe.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
He's been attempting to get revenge on me for various things for years.
Sometimes I did get some revenge, too.
Well, what are some successful instances of revenge that you've had in your past experience?
I pushed James down a big flight of stairs about 6 months ago.
Okay. Yeah, that sent me to the hospital for a little while.
Okay, that's
there was
good.
A time when he faked winning the lottery, but that ended up with him burning his own house down.
Yeah, a lot of them end that way. But the ratio is getting better as time progresses. I mean,
yeah, well, there's only so many places that will rent to you now, so I mean, you can't burn them all down.
No. Remember when I pushed you down the stairs too, and you hit that other guy I was mad at? So that was like a twofer.
Yeah, but that's.
He had to go to the hospital.
You're always trying to get things. You're always trying to get back at Jason.
Yeah, well now he's in the hospital.
I think I like a man with a little bit of revenge. Even if it's just enough to get the ball rolling. So thank you for your time, Mr. Hovey. This has been really illuminating. Picture of the candidate sitting here in front of me.
So he gave that's a positive review.
It's less negative than I thought it would be.
It's pretty negative.
Yeah, but the expectations are very low, as you can understand.
Yeah. No, they should be very low when it comes to Adam.
All right.
Thanks a lot for your help, James.
Thanks for the call, I guess.
He did figure out how to call you. I tried and failed miserably.
Yeah, I'm the producer. I figured out how to use the phone now.
He's very good at finding ways to torment people.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go, James. You have a good night.
And okay, you guys too, I guess.
If you and your whole family aren't listening to this radio show live right now, you should change that.
Yeah, just don't let him near the mixer.
Oh, yeah, guess what, James? I got a camera on my head, too. You should see it. It's neat. I taped it on there.
Is it an actual camera, or is it just a piece of cardboard with a camera written on
it? He has a GoPro literally taped around his head with hockey tape.
Yeah, and it's
well, that's better than the last one. That was just a piece of cardboard that said camera written on it.
Yeah, that one I couldn't upload anything to YouTube from it.
There is a flashing red light, so he's either got some really high-tech cardboard or it's really a camera.
It's a real camera, I can vouch.
All right, well, good night, James. I'm going to continue the interview here. All right, so Adam, now's your time to shine. Have you thought of a song yet?
Oh, you're coming at me again. I got to think of two songs now.
You didn't think of the first one.
Yeah, but you gave me credit for it, didn't you?
No, I just played a song that I wanted to play. Hunting Barana, Pyongyang Freedom Fighter.
I don't know what you could put on.
Well,
you know,
we need
how
to...
How many songs do you think there are in the whole world, John?
I don't know. Oh,
look at what you did. I pointed at that phone to tell you, because I knew it was going to do that, and...
What's that? Or is that your phone that's making those noises?
Yeah, I'm texting someone.
Well, okay. I'm just going to... We need to get this show back on track.
I can't think of music to play, okay? Right.
Well, we just to get this show back on track, so we need to bring the fire. We need to set the world on fire,
okay.
Starting with Brian and Ian. But let's hear from some...
Is it going to be the Ink Spots?
It's going to be You, God, from Wu-Tang.
Oh.
Setting the world on fire on St. John Forward Radio.
I would have picked the Ink Spots.
All right, well... We'll see if we get time
some
for another.
Aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
The gods said to put the fire on it. The gods said to put the fire on it. One match, we set the world on fire. One match, we set the world on fire. The gods said to put the fire on it. The gods said to put the fire on it. One match.
It's the art of war combat. Every move is high tech. Human terminator nigga plug me in the Skynet. Red bone hot head burnt down my projects. I turn sound into killer flying objects. Blood over contracts. Kill them on contact. Yeah, I got bread. Dead, nope, not yet. Damn, you ain't popped yet. Haters wanna block that. Snatch mites, hunchback. Talk smack, I punch back. Flew off the launch pad right through your insides. Great minds combined. Try to study my enzymes. Skating on the thin line. Fighting for the airtime. Push back your hairline with shots of tequila line. Stay on my global grind. Talk with a sober mind. Putting in more overtime. Till I reach a billion. In the condominium. Skinny tall Brazilian. With so many tats. She looking reptilian. Billion.
The guards said to put the fire on it. The guards said to put the fire on it. One match, we set the world on fire. One match, we set the world on fire. The guards said to put the fire on it. The guards said to put the fire on it. One match, we set the world on fire. One match, we set the world on fire.
My
pan hot killer, curry in the pot killer. Look how these killers thinking they are and they not killers. I get the drop killer or the killer shot killer. My heavy hitters flex on everyone you got with ya. This track's not filler. Talk with my hands, I'm trying to feel ya. It might be the fact that we not familiar. Or not like familiar. A monkey with bars, you're not Gorilla Zilla. Call her ER, my pen has gotten iller. Yeah, you know who we are, you know the slums. Where the women keep the work in they bra, that's where I'm from. Cops catch you with the work in the car, this way you run. You can die here, son, and the ambulance never come. Ain't no limit to how I spit it, my Yankee fitted. Shout out to critics that know I'm wicked but can't admit it. Shout out to rappers that ain't committed but think they get it. Hold up, now wait a minute, let me put some hating in it.
The guards set to put the fire on it. The guards set to put the fire on it. One match, we set the world on fire. One match, we set the world on fire. The guards set to put the fire on it. The guards set to put the fire on it. One match, we set the world on fire. One match, we set the world on fire.
Back on St. John Forward Radio, we're getting a phone call. Hang on. Oh, wait. Something's playing. Stop that. Hello?
Is Adam there?
Yeah? Are you taking phone calls at the station now? You haven't even been hired yet.
Who is this? Yeah, I'm here. What do you want?
Adam, you know who this is. Well, I've tuned in, hoping to hear some slam poetry, and there I have our producer on John Forward Show helping plot revenge. What is this?
Yeah, well, you who is this?
It's Godso.
Godso.
He's
you know who it is, John.
Look, I like your comedy, but
Brian Godso.
You know Godso that there was some differences in whether or not how this was going to work on you know me being on your show, and if you guys don't want to do things my way, I'm going to go to John Forward, and he's going to do things my way, right, John Forward?
I thought for sure you'd be eating all that pizza we sent to your house. We sent a pizza to every house on every apartment on Waterloo Street.
Yeah, I'm the most popular guy on the street now. Everybody's singing my praises. Thanks a lot.
Adam.
St. John's number two, dickhead.
What? Adam, what are you going to do about it? Look, you know what? Adam, you're hired. You can't touch the board, though. So
good,
we've got Godso right here live on the air. Take him down.
Yeah,
my
okay.
Bulldog.
What do
Pitbull.
You want? I'm going to do what? Like kind of make
take him down. Show me what you got.
Yeah, show us what you got there.
Well,
Adam.
I'm not ready. If you were here, I'd punch you right in the mouth. How'd that be? That's just for a start. And then I do it a second time, and then I'd switch to the kicks. You get two mouth punches, and then it's kicks until you're down on the ground, and then I do different kinds of stomps and elbow drops until you're unconscious.
That's you can't just talk about destroying him physically. You need to start with some emotional action. So lay into him.
Godso,
shut up and take it.
Take you out by going at your knees.
How about this? Okay, I was at his radio show, and it's real bad. And also, his friend Ian, who's my friend too, he's real bad at being on the radio. Both of them have no charisma, or people don't like them either.
Yeah, nobody. It's good that.
How does that feel?
It's good that your show is in low light because you guys are ugly.
You know what, Adam?
But
John can have you, because I don't want to see you back at our show ever again unless you have some big favor that you do for us, buddy. You hear me?
No.
Don't come back.
I do. That's one of the things that I do. I come back to places where they told me.
Oh, he hung up on us. I've never. I don't think any. I'm the one that does the hanging up on this show.
All right, that's it.
Oh.
I was going to...
He's going to disrespect me like that.
I was going to apologize after some of that mean stuff I said. But now, they don't deserve that.
No,
We didn't deserve that.
We need to take them out. We need to...
okay.
What can we do?
Well, first thing we got to do, we got to lock down this operation. And if we're going to do that, I'm going to have to be on the mixer.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't trust you with it.
This but you think we're going to do a better show than them with you on the mixer. No, you can't even operate the phone properly.
Leave the mixing to me. You are revenge, like social media. Can you cyber bully them?
Yeah, of course I can. I'm the biggest cyber bully going.
Okay, so what can we do? So we're gonna post their addresses.
Well, what we do is
we forgot to ask Godso his address.
They don't need their addresses. We got pictures of them. What you do is you take their face off of a picture and you put it on a face of someone that they wouldn't want to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so say that, like, I don't know. You could find like a real kind of person, like deformed, right? A deformed person, like just terrible to look at. And then you put Brian's face on top of them, and then Brian would feel like, oh, people will think that's what I look like. It's a win-win.
You know what? I think your ideas are garbage, but you're at least somebody to bounce things off of, and I can come up with good ideas. What we need
also,
to do.
I just came up with that fly.
Think about the day and age that we're in. This is 2018. I think we need to just start talking to all of their exes.
I got a plan. Let's just say he's racist.
Okay.
Yeah, Godso. Him and Ian are both racist, right?
Has there been any... there hasn't been a lot of people getting in trouble about racism lately.
That's because they haven't been any big ones. We have two whales right now.
Yeah, there was the basketball guy that said the N-word and was all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure we could figure out a way to make it look like they say the N-word.
Mel Gibson hates the Jews.
That was forever ago.
He probably still does. What kind of racism would be a real button pusher?
No, it doesn't matter. They're just default racists.
We can... Arif will Arif was in the top five. He's probably not going to take our side. I don't know. I don't know any other minorities.
Okay, here's what we do. We gather up all of the people who aren't on the top five, okay?
Okay.
Then, with me at the mixer, we launch the biggest kind of doxing, bullying radio campaign that was ever seen. We'll just pass the mic around to everyone and say, hey... to Brian and Ian, this is you, and it won't be a good picture that they'll paint.
How about I'm liking most of that, except for the part about you being on the mixer. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, but
I don't understand. Brian and Godso aren't going to be taken down by mixing.
Think of all the different things I've mixed in the past.
Unless. We make Godso and Ian racist against mixed race people. That way, there's two full groups of people that will get upset.
And the
white people will be upset either way.
I'll be in charge of mixing the groups.
What is the optimal mix of races according to Adam Landry?
If you could have a little bit of everything.
What do you think? Who would be? I don't know if this is something that we should go too far down the path on the radio.
What's wrong with this?
Well, I was going to ask you which two races would get the most upset, but I don't know if that's a conversation that we should be having. Not on the radio live, anyway. We're definitely going to have a conversation about it off mic.
We're just going
to
say
you're going to have to turn off that camera.
You're making it too complicated. Okay, what we do is we just go on the internet, which I'm constantly doing, and we say, guess who's racist? And then we have their pictures there. That'll do. That'll do. We don't need to do anything else. That upsets people. People don't want to know that stuff. And then you tell them, and it ruins their lives. Let's do it.
All right. Well,
But I need to be on the mixer.
No. What? Can you tell me how you being on the mixer is going to contribute to the fall of Ian and Godso?
Well, imagine this. If we get all the people here who weren't on their list to come in here and badmouth them, every one of those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we've got... So there's different kinds of styles of voices. And they're going to have to be mixed properly. But then on top of that, maybe we could have background music. Everybody have different background music. And I could be in charge of mixing that in and out. Right? You see where I'm going?
Not really.
I've just upped the production value by thousands of percent. There's only so much you can do on the radio. It's just sound. You can't do anything that people can see. You got to just do stuff they can hear.
You know what?
These are the fundamentals that I don't think you get.
It is 9:54, and this was supposed to be, like, I wasn't even going to play any other songs after Pantera.
No, okay, here's what we got. I was just going to rant for 45 minutes. We have 6 minutes left.
There's nothing to mix right now. Yeah, it's talking. It's probably time for plugs.
That's what somebody doesn't know how to use a mixer says. Oh, there's nothing to mix. There's always something to mix. Nothing. You should just be constantly mixing.
At the end, there's going to be the outro song, which actually you made that song, so that's another thing that you should have on your resume.
I did. I make songs. I'm good at it. But you know how I do that? Through mixing them. That's my primary skill.
Well, there's nothing to mix right now. We got to promote things. I'm gonna have to give my Province of the Union address next week. But I'm not on the show, but I just think everybody should go to it. Mike Dambra is at Chuckles this weekend. Brian Godsoe's on that show too, so don't go to it.
No, we like his comedy. We just don't like
Brian
him as a
Godsoe's.
Person.
You know, he's a garbage comedian, so he's probably like on first. So just come to the show late so you can see Splude. He's pretty good. He's on the list. I'm not going to hold that against him though. You should go see that. And Mike Dambra is going to be a good time. I'm not on the show. I'm just promoting it, and then. April 6th at O'Leary's, No Jokes Bar Deluxe with, I'll be on the show, Marty D, John Scove Nielsen, Chris Hovey, and Troy Haynes he wasn't able to make it to the last one. That's it. Actually, next month, whenever the third Saturday is, Adam Landry here is going to be at the R Bar doing a set. What do you got planned for that? Are we going to tie this in?
Yeah, you know what they got there?
We've got Between Now and Then. Ian and Godsoe aren't on that show, so...
I'm going to do all my set with the mixer, because they have a mixer there, and I'm going to prove it to everybody how good at mixing I am.
All right. Well, you stay away from it. I will let you use the mixer at the R Bar.
I'm going to get on this one. I'm going to get on this mixer, too. You mark my words. You show up next week, and I'm going to already be here on the mixer, and then you'll have to try to move me, and you won't be able to do it.
No. Your audition is going to be at the R Bar on whatever the third Saturday. Probably the 16th, I'm guessing. Let's see.
Okay, how about
April 21st.
Just let me...
You've got until then to, you know, hone your craft and practice your stuff up. And
Let me practice right now. Let me on that mixer. Let me just play one quick mixing song.
I want you to practice at home.
Let me do the outro song. Let me mix it up.
I always do the outro song.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I feel real good. You know how much I like to do the mixing.
It's ready to go. The pot's already turned up. All I need to do is click on the wind thing. Well, I don't need your help. All I'm doing is clicking. What are you doing?
I'm going to push. Down. I'm going to do the mixing. Okay.
That's my microphone. What are you doing?
I'm just getting it. See now, isn't that better than it was? Isn't that better than it was before?
No.
Let me play the song. Come on.
You're not playing the song.
I'm
going to
put on two different songs. I'm going to mix them together.
No.
It'll be... Come on.
Adam, sit down. If you want the job, you have to...
You already gave me the job. Now you'd have to do a lot more paperwork to fire me.
Can you sit down just so that we can bring this show to, like, a nice close-out, like, hey, you've been listening to St. John Forward Radio.
Yeah, say all that, and then I'll take over the mixing.
You're not mixing. St. John Forward Radio, mixed by John Forward, every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. here on Local FM, and the podcast version goes up on johnforward.com. I forgot to plug it again until the very end of the show, but me and Arif Hussein and Mark Splude are doing a show at the Pub Down Under on Friday, April 13th. It'd be pretty good because I'm on it too, so you should check that out. But the show's done. I'm gonna do this. So.
Yeah, well, don't hold on, Adam, a second. Also, because we're gonna change the name of the show next week. It's gonna be called John Forward Show. Plus, now it's Adam's show too. We have to put that on the title. Now, let me at the mixer. Come on, I can just play the last song. Let me at the mixer.
Can you sit?
Let me at the mixer. The Dukes are up now. This is getting real. John, are you okay? Uh-oh. Okay, well, I'm going to do... Here we go, everybody. It's over and out on the John Forward Radio. Also, now it's Adam's show, too, with Adam doing the mixing. And then I push these buttons.